Welcome to the Smith and Rowland Show. Let's join our host, Alan Smith and Jeff Rowland.
It is a great day on the Smith and Rowland Show.
It is. Hey, I'll tell you something else that's terrible.
What's that?
I mean, I'm not a big golf fan, you know, golf.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big golf fan, but I played a little when my son was in high school, and I'm not a big golf fan. But yesterday, you know, you got the PGA golf tour.
Yeah.
And then the LIV and PGA tours joined hands, LIV being the Saudis. PGA, you've got PGA in the UK. I forget what they call them, the DP or something like that. Mm. And so they have now merged with LIV Golf.
Yeah.
Which I think LIV actually stands for some Roman numeral or something.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it is, but some Roman numeral, how many holes they play in a tournament or something. So you got a merger, LIV, which is the Saudis. They got this big bank account. They all put a bunch of money in, and they are. Now, I didn't know this, Jeff, when the merger, of course, this feud or this war has been going on for about two years now.
Yeah.
And they hired Greg Norman, the LIV, and that's the Saudis, Saudi money, oil money, uh-huh. which ultimately came out of all of our pockets, if you don't find the origin of the money, and from us buying their fuel. But so they took that money, hired Greg Norman, a big golf guy, and so he started paying high bucks to these PGA players to switch over to the LIV, the Saudi group. And but you had some, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the PGA is kind of known for its integrity, its model honesty, sportsmanship, and a lot of these different type things down through the years. Is that not right? You're kind of a golf guy.
We need to call Tommy Ray Chapman at Traveler Service Station, a proud sponsor of the Daddy Pete program and the Smith and Rowland Show. But Tommy knows a lot about he's a big golfer.
Okay.
The thing that I do know is that PGA, was founded on it's a gentleman's sport, and it was founded with to promote honesty and integrity and all of those characteristics that goes into sports. I just want to say something while we're talking about this. Sports was a big deal in the Bible.
That's right.
Paul used all kinds of analogies to sports in his writings to believers in the New Testament. And,
we called it a race. You know, he said a race. I looked it up here, running the race in Hebrews. And we got it in Philippians, Galatians. He says, I fought a good fight. I like that one.
Yeah.
And Second Timothy, I finished the race. I kept the faith. So and some of those, you know, he was dealing with Rome was the burden, the saddle in those days. The Roman government was always against the church, and so he tended to make those comparisons, I think, a little bit even with the Roman games. But go ahead.
Yeah. Well, sports being a big deal in the Bible, we have to acknowledge, even those that are not sports fans, you have to acknowledge the fact that sports shapes. It's used to shape culture in just about every society. Mm-hmm. And if you want to talk money, the biggest money there is probably in America is through the avenue of sports, the NFL, mm-hmm. the NBA, the MLB, all of these. Athletes make a whole lot more money than anybody else does.
Yeah, that's right.
Patrick Mahomes signed a contract for $500 million.
Are you serious?
And and he's not even the highest paid, I don't think, now. So I'm just saying that, if you look at money and the power and influence of money, you cannot deny what sports does. So now here, the way that I think that one avenue that we need to look at is what does this merger say in the spirit world, if anything? What is it saying? What kind of a discernment can we use to understand what's going on in the spirit world by way of this merger between the PGA and the LIV? Because for sure, the PGA is devolving somewhat in their, I would say, even the character of the sport of golf to merge with the LIV. Some would argue maybe about that, but I think that it has to be because the Saudis' culture. Yeah, I was just saying that the culture in Saudi Arabia, in many ways, you know, they don't allow some of the debauchery that we allow here in America. At the same token, the Saudi Arabians will chop off the head of a journalist that that reports something that doesn't agree with their government. So what I'm saying is that the PGA had to devolve in order to make this merger happen. What is that saying to us in the spirit world?
Yeah. Well, it's, I think it's, you know, for some reason, when I heard that yesterday, it just hit me hard. Not that I'm a golf fan, but it's like, I mean, the behavior of the Saudis and how they deal with human rights, you know what I'm saying? The human rights issue is to me is a deal breaker. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that is just a deal breaker. And this else was going on that I did not know about, Jeff. LIV was suing PGA. Massive lawsuit. I did not either until just a little bit ago. And they were suing a massive lawsuit over a monopoly or something. And it looks, and I think they were convinced they were going to lose. And so it looks like they not only merged, but was kind of a forced takeover, if you will. According to that, I'm not hanging out all the facts. I just ran into that. And so here we see that. But there again, I don't care if you lose. You know what I'm saying? Even if you lose. But now the lawsuit was in the billions with a B. But just the human rights. Now you have what's called, money laundering, I guess you could say. And but they're calling this a sports wash. In other words, that's what is they're calling it. Saudi Arabia's sports wash. In other words, they're trying to take their bad money, bad behavior, and wash it through merging with the PGA.
Yeah.
And that's, I can see the founding thoughts behind those thinkings. But now to take that concept, like you said, I mean, that's happening everywhere, Jim. Everywhere. I think that everybody's going to, not everybody, but I think we have people going to bed with the harlot of Babylon and Book of Revelation.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And it's the globalization of things. Here you've got, the PGA merging with LIV. The NFL's playing games now in London, in Mexico. It's the globalization part of these various sports things that concerns me as well. Because once everything globalizes, then you for sure have a system, again, a segment of our culture and society that is ready for the Antichrist rule.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think people are connecting the dots. The globalization is the Tower of Babel.
Absolutely.
I don't think people are connecting. Of course, we need to say it out loud. Hey, we need to connect our dots here. Globalization is trying to bring this one world government, one world languages, one world everything.
That's right.
Your sports are now following suit, this one world thing, even to where PGA, which is known for its ethics, with the LIV and Saudis, which is known for non-ethics, now are merging. And that's the reason I call it a sports wash. They're trying to wash their reputation through by merging with the PGA. Now, I mean, that's what they said in the article. So anyway, I think that this merger is the money is definitely the tempter of the great whore of Babylon. Do you not think, Jeff, is one of the
main? Well, I absolutely believe that. And Revelation 18 basically sets the stage for that. Revelation 17 and 18, you have a twofold perspective of Babylon in the book of Revelation. You got commercial Babylon and you've got spiritual Babylon. What's going on now is you have this merger of the corporate world with government.
Yeah,
you have, that's right. And that's part of this structure, Alan, because even in sports, it is basically corporation. It's money.
It is definitely a corporation money. A big one.
Yeah. You still got that. It's the power of that's taken place. So with that merger of the corporate world and the government, that's finding its way into every aspect of our society now. And we're just seeing another element of it here in the sports world. Mm-hmm. And it's a shame because what it's doing, it is destroying the ethical foundations of what I believe to be the game of golf, or what I at least know of the game of golf. I think it'll be the destruction of those of the integrity of the game. I believe that.
Sports going global is one of the biggest mergers. I don't know if that's playing bigger than corporations merging, but like you pointed out, it's a corporation also. But it's but it is definitely your advertising arm, if you will.
And of late, it's even become a political arm because of the social issues. I mean, you've got this merger between the LIV and the PGA reminds me of what's happening with the Los Angeles Dodgers. And what's going on during Pride Month there of them putting the daughters of perpetual indulgence in their stadium and making a mockery of the cross of Christ. You've got baseball players that had to come out and apologize for tweets that they had given about their stand on homosexuality and transgender. You've got that same thing going on across the spectrum of the sports world. All of that's happening. There was a big deal with some NBA players and how they were hooked with China. And so all of these things are interconnected, and it's doing nothing but bringing about this system of Babylon that we see is going to be destroyed in the book of Revelation. And again, it's two-pronged. It's a spiritual Babylon, a religious Babylon, and a commercial Babylon.
That's right.
And we're seeing the formation of that with this corporate merger into the governments of the world.
Well, there's another thought here too, Jeff, with this PGA-LIV merger. And that is, there's some talk now that the LPGA, which is women's golf, is probably gone. Or at least, because you know how the Saudis are with the women, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
And I mean, come on, somebody, LPGA? I don't think so.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, if they do play, they're going to have to, you know, put their head coverings and all that garb on. It's going to be hard to swing on.
A 3-iron
or something. But
that's right. Yeah.
But anyway, that's also some of the talk in some of these articles here of, okay, what happens to the LPGA?
You know? Yeah, that's right. And I'll be honest with you, Alan, in today's world, women ought to be leading the way with a voice of protest, at the very least, over what's happening to society and our culture. Because even if this merger don't take place, watch this. It's not going to be long till a transgender is going to try to sign up for the LPGA begin the destruction of that organization. There's no doubt about that. It's happening in college sports. It's going to happen there as well. So, I mean, it is the rise of Babylon as we see it unfolding, starting in the book of Genesis, finishing in the book of Revelation. We are in the latter stages of seeing the restoration of Babylon.
Well, the restoration of that great whore of Babylon, as she's called. When you start seeing this thing reemerging like it is now, that is a sign to us.
Yes.
You see, and or something to be, one sense of the word is something to rejoice about, that our redemption draweth nigh.
Absolutely.
But also, you know, a lot of people say, well, Alan, you talk about the end of the world all the time. I said, no. I'm talking about the beginning of the new one.
That's exactly right.
That's what I'm excited about.
That's exactly right. I am so excited to figure out
the new one.
I've never been able to figure out a criticism of, well, all you talk about is doom and gloom. It is not doom and gloom for the return of our Savior in the middle of the air. That is not doom and gloom.
That is glory. Hallelujah. Bring it on.
Hope, joy, and let's shout glory. Yeah, buddy.
That's exactly right. But anyway, we've got these. I think this is just an example of the signs of where we are with this LIV-PGA merger. Well, you wouldn't think that would happen. But now through the golf world, I mean, like Tiger Woods here, it says that he turned down between $600 and $800 million.
Wow.
I thought it was 30 to 60. No, I was wrong. I forgot a zero.
Between 300 and 600.
One article said he turned down right at $900 million. And the reason was he wasn't willing. He said there's more to the world than money, and that he wasn't, he couldn't be bought off for the money to stand for the integrity. And of course, I think the big issue was linking up with the Saudis and with their moral fabric and their human rights activity. But what happened now, I'm sure even though LIV maybe did a forced merger, but nonetheless, you don't have to merge. You can say, no, just throw up your hands. If it was a forced merger, which it almost looks like to me now, Jeff, that's even worse. It's even a worse indicator.
Yeah, it's even worse. And, you know, somebody needs to ask the question. I'm just talking to people that would think, you know, hey, you know, this sports is what, so what? I don't care what happens. Well, see, watch this. If the governments of the world are willing to spend that kind of money to do what they're doing in sports, there's a reason why.
They have a motive behind. Oh yeah, it's a type of Hollywood. Jeff, somebody need. Why don't me and you just start another golf league? Let's call it RNG. RNG.
Yeah.
Redneck Golf, and we can start this group.
RNG. Our first golfer will be Happy Gilmore.
And we'll show them how foolish this is. Listen, it's amazing how we'll turn into a prostitute for money. Of course, the part of the deal too is, Jeff, it's not only money. A lot of people are going from millions of dollars to zero money. It's not that they're losing a little; they lose it all.
That's right.
And so this is not really just a game. This is people's livelihoods, and it's what it stands for. And it's just like you have to go back to Rome. I mean, Romans built coliseums for games.
They built complete coliseums for games.
The reason is the games is what entertains the people.
While
the governments are doing their sneaky behind the scenes.
That's exactly right.
That's right. I should say it like it is.
That's exactly right.
If we stay entertained, I think Roman Caesars called it a circus. I think the big Colosseum was called the place of the circus. And so they would have circuses to entertain the people so that they would not come against the leaders of Rome for their just in hideous behavior. So to make these games even bigger, like they're doing it now, makes me want to look behind the scenes. All right, okay, there must be some hideous stuff going on here. And people will say, now here's the big thing, is that, well, it makes the sport bigger. It's now a global sport.
It goes to the very root of what the politics is about, to what foreign policy is shaped around now in our country and around the world. It is the globalization of the world. And that's what's happening economically, politically, and now we see it in the sports world. And I know there's always been this, you know, the Olympic Games and whatnot, but we're talking about this on a different level now.
And, right, let me read this paragraph, Jeff. The Public Investment Fund is a PIF, is controlled by Saudi Prime Minister and Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, known as MBS, owns, now listen to this, 93% controlling shares of the LIV.
Wow. The
Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman owns 93% controlling shares of the LIV.
Yeah.
So what is, so it's not like a group raising serious concerns about the role the league may be playing to burnish Saudi Arabia's image to sports wash ongoing abuses committed by the Saudi authorities.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
So well, you're going to have the PGA is merging with one man in Saudi Arabia, which is the Crown Prince.
That's exactly right. So
the Crown Prince just bought out PGA.
But yeah, basically you got China buying farmland and you've got Saudis buying our golf.
Now listen to this, Jeff. They're buying our farmland with American dollars and Saudis buying our golf with American dollars.
That's exactly right. We're funding it. That's right.
We're funding it.
Yeah.
Got all the dollars now and they're spending it. And but there's something, I'm not so worried about the golf, Jeff. There's something about this huge merger with the Saudis. This means something spiritually more than I can put my finger on.
I
know it's a huge example of something's really going haywire here, guys.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely it is. It's definitely a sign of that. And we know where it leads. I mean, we know the end of the story. We just don't know the process between now and then. What we do know, what we are seeing is that process. There's no doubt about that.
Well, they're saying that their Saudis are putting on all these glamorous events, okay, for all the golfers and the money. And it says, while they're hosting these glamorous events, the Saudi government has intensified the crackdown on peaceful dissent and ramped up executions. Many Saudi activists and dissidents remain on trial or in prison, receiving long sentences and some even torture.
Yeah.
Court documents reviewed by Human Rights Watch reveal that in 2017, one of MBS's, that's that Crown Prince, advisors ordered Yasser Rahmanan, the PIF supervisor, to transfer 20 companies into the fund as part of an anti-corrupt campaign. So that's what they're saying, is they're shifting all of these companies over into the PIF and to wash this dirty money. That's what the article's saying. I'm not saying it. The article's saying it, and it makes you wonder.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no doubt about that.
All right, Roll. We're out of time, buddy. I'm sorry.
Okay, Alan Smith.
All right, Jeff. Say bye. Say bye.
Bye.
Thank you for joining today's Smith & Rowland Show. You can check out our website at kingdompropheticsociety.org and our daily unplugged podcast at smithandrowlandshow.podbean.com. You can also join us on Amazon, Apple, or Spotify.